In her condition of the state address yesterday, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds called on lawmakers to implement the vision she set forth last year. IPR's Katerina Sestarek reports Reynolds wants more funding for her priorities, but it's uncertain how her fellow Republicans in the legislature will respond.
Reynolds delivered her second condition of the state address, but it was her first after being elected to a full four-year term.
My vision for the future of Iowa hasn't changed, but the future I see, it's not around the corner or after the next election. The future is now. The time is now to deliver on the promises that we've made to Iowans looking for a way up.
After 2 years of budget cuts, Reynolds is asking lawmakers for $20 million to fund the Future Ready Iowa Workforce Development Plan she signed into law last year. She wants more funding flexibility for local governments to sustain mental health services, and she asked for more state money to continue developing services for adults and start new ones for children.
Creating a comprehensive children's mental health system will take time, but we can and we must take action. The days of merely talking are over.
Reynolds also focused on rural development and asked for $20 million over the next 2 years for broadband infrastructure. She called for a 2.3% increase in base funding for K-12 schools. Last year, lawmakers approved a 1% bump. House Minority Leader Todd Pritchard says Democrats can likely find common ground on many of Reynolds' priorities, but her budget requests in some areas aren't enough. He says the state has been dramatically underfunding public education.
If we're not giving a proper, appropriate amount of aid at the state level to local districts, then they're having to jump through hoops to fund themselves. And it's really becoming a burden shift from the state to the property taxpayers in that district.
Reynolds also wants an extra $11 million for school transportation and $3 million to train K-12 teachers to recognize signs of mental illness. But lawmakers will need to weigh in first.
The budget's certainly in a much better position than it was last year,
says Republican Senate President Charles Schneider.
But again, we're going to have to look at the totality of all the other proposals that are in front of us and balance that with all the other spending priorities that we have.
Reynolds called on lawmakers to start the process of amending the Constitution to automatically restore voting rights to Iowans with felony convictions. They're currently blocked from voting for the rest of their lives unless they successfully petition the governor for reinstatement and satisfy other requirements.
Through the power of clemency, the governor can restore those rights. And I've done that 88 times since taking office. But I don't believe that voting rights should be forever stripped, and I don't believe restoration should be in the hands of a single person.
Reynolds could change this with an executive order. The amendment she's proposing would go to a vote of the people in 2022 at the earliest if it's approved by two consecutive general assemblies. Top Republican lawmakers say they'll look at the governor's proposal when it's released. Here's House Speaker Linda Uttmeyer.
I want to understand better everything that's involved with that. I think it's important that at least we address restitution in some way. These crimes had victims, and the governor talked about victims' rights as well.
The state ACLU director says Black Iowans are especially hurt by the voting rights restriction because of racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Betty Andrews is president of the Iowa-Nebraska NAACP. She says she commends the governor for supporting a constitutional amendment to restore voting rights, but she thinks Reynolds should issue an executive order to grant those rights in the meantime.
Because that is a few years down the line, most likely based on the timing for when that can happen. But absolutely, it is essential. And it's also embarrassing that Iowa is now one of only two states that don't allow felony voting.
It remains to be seen if the legislature, controlled by members of the governor's own political party, will move forward with Reynolds' budget and policy priorities. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.